Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk to you about what caused the 2008 financial crisis and whether it could happen again. You know, this week marks the 10th anniversary of one of the most dramatic series of events in human history, when raw, unmitigated greed was allowed to leverage itself virtually unchecked to a disastrous end. And I'm talking about the financial crisis of 2008. You'll remember that. Remember how much damage it caused. We're still suffering from some of that. Many people are. This was a horrible event, and it was caused by greed, nothing else but greed. So let's go back and talk about what happened. On January 6th, 9 months before the collapse, part of my 2008 predictions included this one. There will not be a national crisis of mortgage foreclosures. A lot of people were predicting that. Well, as I just noted, there was a financial crisis that year, and it was a devastating one. But my prediction was correct because, unlike what you may have heard, that crisis was not caused by mortgage foreclosures, subprime or otherwise. The financial crisis of 2008 was caused by how Wall Street banks packaged and sold bundles of home mortgages. They call those bundles tranches. They bundled those and sold them as securities. Well, creating these securities wasn't the problem. Mortgage-backed securities have long been an essential funding source of the home ownership pillar of the American dream. This crisis was caused by that unmitigated greed I mentioned. In the first decade of the 21st century, Wall Street banks were allowed to leverage mortgage securities beyond the 1-to-1 ratio. That's that $1 of credit for $1 of market value, that standard that you and I are bound by when we get mortgage money to buy a home. Unfortunately, criminally lax oversight by their management, regulators, and the credit rating firms, they were all complicit in allowing some mortgage-backed securities to be sold, repackaged, and sold again. The result was that some securities were actually leveraged 70-to-1. That's right. Not 1-to-1, but 70-to-1. $70 of credit for $1 of real value. Again, unmitigated, and it turns out, illegal greed. There were early warning signs. In March 2008, the 85-year-old Wall Street titan Bear Stearns collapsed in a liquidity crisis due to its mortgage practices, and it was sold off in parts. That was 6 months before the crisis, the collapse itself. On September 6th, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were put into federal conservatorships. These two quasi-government entities were created so investors would be able to capitalize the mortgage industry, which investments came with an implicit guarantee by the federal government. And that's also defined as moral hazard, where the government does something that investors think that the government will stand behind them. So they invest in that, thinking that they've got a sure thing, right? Well, those two entities collapsed on September 6th. That was another warning sign. Then 1 week later, the crisis was officially born when the shadow banking system balked at accepting mortgage-backed securities as collateral for overnight loans. It finally became apparent that these over-leveraged securities weren't adequate to justify the loan requests that they were making. This would be like your mortgage holder calling the loan on your home because they found out you'd gotten more money from other mortgages using the same home as collateral each time. Well, the shadow banking system, don't worry about that, I'm going to explain it. It's an unregulated group of organizations that facilitate short-term credit across the globe. Most people have never heard of the shadow banking system unless you've listened to my show, because I've talked about it before. But the shadow system is bigger than the regular regulated banking sector, and it still is. Consequently, because of its size and global counterparties, when the shadow bankers started rejecting those mortgage securities that they didn't like because they were over-leveraged. Remember that? Now, hey, it didn't have anything to do with any kind of a subprime mortgage. It had to do with the fact that they over-leveraged them. When they started rejecting those mortgage securities as collateral, it essentially plugged the liquidity pipeline of not just the U.S. financial markets, but around the world. And the dominoes started falling when these rejections caused the September 15th collapse of both Lehman Brothers, which had a major stake in the over-leveraged mortgage-backed security sector, and AIG, the insurance company, which was complicit in the financial collapse as an insurer of the poor quality mortgage securities. You've heard of the synthetic, all the synthetic securities and the all those things that they created. That's how AIG got involved, and it collapsed as well. In the near term, following the financial crisis of 2008, the Wall Street, I should say, was set back for about a year. You remember that. I talked about it on the show. But by 2010, bank bonuses were back into record territory. And as you know, the markets have been on a full bear market tear ever since. So think about that, folks. Only in 2009, the people who created the crisis, the 2008 crisis, only in 2009 did they kind of take a little bit of a hit. But by 2010, and I reported that on this show, by 2010, their bonuses were back in record territory. Meanwhile, out here on Main Street, the combination of the Great Recession, which began in 2007, and the financial crisis devastated millions of families of Americans who lost their jobs, plus hundreds of thousands of small businesses that had to close, and the sustained damage to those small firms that survived is incalculable. It can't be calculated how much damage to families, to small businesses, whether they survived or not. It's incalculable, and it's still, some people are still having to deal with that, with some of the vestiges of that. Here we are a decade later, as small businesses are just now getting back to where they were in 2007, the memory is still keen. When we polled small business owners about the possibility of another financial crisis caused by Wall Street, over 90% said they were either somewhat or extremely concerned. It's true, my friends, that steps have been taken to make the financial sector operate more responsibly and with more reserves. The Dodd-Frank bill, which was basically not a great bill, did some things, but it was ham-fisted. It hurt a lot of people that wasn't necessary as well. But we have to remember that with all these reforms that have been made, that from the 16th century tulipomania, if you remember that, you've heard me talk about that, 16th century tulipomania, to the financial crisis of 2008, history is replete with examples of what Charles McKay called extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds. But here's what's the difference today, folks. The next madness example will have the awesome and instantaneous power of digital leverage. The problem with humanity is the humans. Therefore, regarding another global financial crisis, it's not if, but when. Forewarned, my friend, is forearmed. Prepare yourself and your business. And remember, what about the humans who ran the too-big-to-fail banks? Well, apparently, they were also too big to jail. No one went to jail. What's wrong with that picture?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.